This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, October 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House returns to spending debates after avoiding shutdown. Progress made on USMCA corn dispute with Mexico. The House returns to spending debates after avoiding a shutdown. The shutdown has been averted, but the battles over federal spending likely just beginning. The Republican-controlled House pivots back to debating individual appropriations this week, that after Congress cleared a stopgap spending bill that will keep the government funded through November 17th. The House is set to return this week to the Energy Water Bill that includes funding for the Army Corps of Engineers and the legislative branch measure that funds the operations of Congress. We'll be watching to see how hardline conservatives respond to what transpired over the weekend. Representative Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican, has repeatedly threatened to act to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but the GOP leader hasn't been deterred so far. McCarthy appears to believe his opponents lack the votes to remove him, at least for now, that according to an analysis by Michael Best Strategies. Still, Gaetz told CNN yesterday he intends to file a motion to vacate this week. Gaetz said, quote, "I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy." Meanwhile, the hardliners are relishing the chance to keep debating fiscal 24 spending bills one at a time. Doing so enables the hardliners to force colleagues to vote on a wide range of spending cuts and ideological issues. Now take note, the continued focus on spending issues is almost certain to keep a farm bill on hold for the foreseeable future. Progress made on USMCA corn dispute with Mexico. A panel that will decide the U.S.-Mexico dispute has been formed, furthering the case in which the U.S. is arguing that Mexico's effective ban on genetically modified white corn, as well as Mexico's intent to eventually stop all imports of GM corn, violates terms of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, a government official told AgriPulse. Chief U.S. Ag Trade Negotiator Doug McCaleb told reporters recently he expects that the USMCA dispute could be resolved as early as April 2024. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Judge rejects challenge to H-2A methodology rule. A federal judge has rejected farm employers' request for an injunction that would halt the Labor Department's enforcement of a rule increasing wages for H-2A workers. A judge in North Carolina said the two dozen employers, including USA Farm Labor, a major farm labor contractor, had failed to show why we're likely to succeed on the merits of their case. He did, however, allow the case to proceed. Martin Redinger, Chief U.S. District Judge of the Western District of North Carolina, said the U.S. Labor Department adequately considered the cost of higher AEWRs on producers. He also said an injunction, quote, could cause at least as much harm to H-2A workers who would be deprived of wages that they are entitled to under the final rule as a denial would harm the plaintiffs who would potentially avoid having to pay these wages. DMC triggered for eighth consecutive month. Dairy producers are getting their money's worth out of the Dairy Margin Coverage Program after eight consecutive months of government payouts. DMC is the Farm Bill's dairy margin risk management program that producers pay into and is designed to pay producers when feed costs go up and milk prices go down. USDA estimated DMC payments totaled $120 million for the month of August, and projected dairy producers have received more than $1.2 billion this year. Dairy margin coverage is a key risk management tool for dairy operations to financially endure the numerous and often unpredictable uncertainties that adversely impact market prices for milk. That the word of Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau. USDA launches insurance product for weaned calves. Cow-calf producers in Colorado, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Texas will have the option of starting in January 2024 to purchase a new insurance product offering coverage levels between 50 and 85% of losses. The Weaned Calf Risk Protection Policy, offered by USDA's Risk Management Agency, offers actual production history coverage for beef cow-calf producers to ensure revenue from their spring calving operations. The coverage provides for a decline in price and loss of yield due to a decrease of overall weaning weight, like revenue coverage offered for other crops, that according to a USDA release. There are many variables and pressures involved in running a cow-calf operation, making it even more important that ranchers have a variety of insurance options available, similar to the wide range of options available for crop growers, said RMA Administrator Marsha Bunker. The introduction of the Weaned Calf Risk Protection reflects our priority to always pay attention to the evolving needs of our producers and create options that can meet their unique situation. EPA approves Ohio pollution diet for Western Lake Erie Basin. Ohio must use all means to reduce the amount of phosphorus in the Western Lake Erie Basin from concentrated animal feeding operations, the U.S. EPA said Thursday in approving a plan submitted by Ohio EPA this summer. Reducing and eliminating harmful algal blooms will depend on increased engagement and appropriate controls by CAFOs in the basin, EPA Region Water Division Director Tara Fong told Ohio EPA Director Ann Vogel in a letter. CAFOs contribute 10 to 12% to nutrient loading in the basin through land-applied manure and discharges from drain tiles conveying nutrients into nearby streams, Fong said. There must be a focus on reductions from CAFOs by all means, including vigorous enforcement, so that all CAFOs only land-apply manure consistent with their nutrient management plans. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, October 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.